Love certainly demands more than one sermon. And since our readings this week continue to tell us about love, I want to pick up and continue from last week in talking and reflecting on love. But first, let me ask how your homework went last week. Remember, I suggested some homework for you. That is to go love everyone you meet perfectly. How'd it go? Did you complete it perfectly, 100%? If so, you may be excused. For the rest of us, I suspect, like me, in those moments when you were actually thinking about it and trying to do it, it was not as easy as it sounds.
How'd you do it at the gym?
Fortunately, that guy never showed at the gym this week. I was going at a different time. So that's one solution to it. Just avoid those people. But that gets me to a point I wanted to make. I got a number of responses to last week's sermon. It seemed to hit home with many people. But one was a comment, and I think this is something I have said before, if not in a sermon, I think in Bible study, the difference between like and love, and the fact that Scripture doesn't tell us to like everyone, it tells us to love them. And that's an interesting distinction. We are not told to like everyone, which means we are not told to like people's behavior or the choices they have made or their political views or anything about them. We don't have to like them. We are told we are to love them, despite that. And it's an interesting distinction. I wonder if we kept that distinction in mind more often, maybe it would help heal some of the divisions we have in our society, in our culture, maybe in our world. We don't have to like people. We are commanded to love them. To love them despite how annoying and frustrating they can be. No one in this room, but, you know, people out there. And this got me thinking about why. Why are we to love people this way? Not to like them, but to love them, despite themselves. Well, because, as Scripture keeps reminding us, that's how God loves us. I mean, I am pretty certain that in the course of a normal day, despite my best efforts, there are things that I say and things that I do that God doesn't like. Or things that I leave unsaid or undone that God doesn't like that I didn't do. And yet God keeps loving us. I suspect there may be times that God doesn't like us very much. Certainly as a human race, I suspect there are times God looks at us and says, "What was I thinking in creating these people?" But God keeps loving us. With the love, you might say, of a good mother. Did your mother, or does your mother, like every single decision you made in your life? Every choice you have made, everything you said or did? If so, congratulations. If not, I suspect your mother probably let you know about it, maybe loudly. And yet, a good mother keeps loving you. That's what mothers do. That's what God does. That's what we are called to do. Not to like other people. Sometimes to grit our teeth and put up with them, but to love them. The way we have been loved. And not just because this is the way God loves us, but because this is what God wants us to do. Did you notice both the readings this morning tied love to obedience, to God's commandments? This is the love of God. We keep God's commandments. Or as Jesus said, reversing it, if you keep my commandments, you remain in my love. Love is not just gauzy Hallmark card sentiments. Love is following God's commandments. And God's commandments, as Jesus does at one point, can be summed up with one simple four-letter word that happens to begin with the letter L, ends with the letter E, and is not like. It's love. God commands us. If you don't like the word commandment, God wants us to love. God wants us to love God. God wants us to love each other. And if we truly love God, we want to do what God wants us to do. That's what you do when you love someone. You want to do for them. So we are to love each other because that's how God loves us and because that's what God wants us to do. You know, God doesn't care about most of the things that we get so wrapped up and anxious about in the course of a normal week. And I'll just use a church level as an example. God really doesn't care what color the carpeting is. God really doesn't care which banners are up. God really doesn't care about the landscaping or the budget or what you put in the offering plate each week. I mean, ultimately, God doesn't care about these things. God wants us to have a nice, welcoming congregation and building and budget and landscaping and all those things. But what does God primarily care about? How we treat other people. Do we love? That's God's primary concern. And you know what? It doesn't have to do with other people. It really has to do with us. We're back to not liking. How can you love someone you don't like? Because your love for them has nothing to do with them. It has to do with you. How can you love someone that's unlovable? Because you choose to love. Not because they've earned your love or deserve your love any more than we have earned or deserve God's love. Love. Because God loves you. And because God wants you to love. That's what God cares about ultimately for each one of us. Go and try to love. And when you fall flat on your face and fail miserably at trying to love, like I do most days, God says, you know what, I still love you. Get back up. Try it again. So at the risk of being repetitive, let me suggest you continue the same homework from last week. This week, try to love. Continue to try to love everyone. Not like them, but love them. And don't do it for their sake. Do it for your sake. And above all, for God's sake. Amen.